rolling under the horse's hooves, making the ridge ring out, and dirtying all the horsehair plume with blood and dust. Never in time before had this plumed helmet been befouled with dust. The helmet that had kept a hero's brow unmarred, shielding Achilles' head. Now Zeus bestowed it upon Hector. Let him wear it, though his destruction waited. For Patroclus felt his great spear shaft shattered in his hands, long, tough, well-shod, and seasoned though it was. His shield and strap fell to the ground. The Lord Apollo, son of Zeus, broke off his cuirass. Shock ran through him, and his good legs failed so that he stood agape. Then from behind, at close quarters, between the shoulder blades, a Dardan fighter speared him. Panthous's son, Euphorbus, the best Trojan of his age at handling spears, in horsemanship and running. He had brought 20 chariot fighters down since entering combat in his chariot, already skilled in the craft of war. This man was first to wound you with a spear, Patroclus, but did not bring you down. Instead, he ran back into the melee, pulling from the flesh his ashen spear, and would not face his enemy, even disarmed in battle. Then Patroclus, disabled by the god's blow and the spear wound, moved back to save himself amid his men. But Hector, seeing that his brave adversary tried to retire, hurt by the spear wound, charged straight at him through the ranks and lunged for him low in the flank, driving the spearhead through. He crashed, and all Achaean troops turned pale. Think how a lion in his pride brings down a tireless boar. Magnificently they fight on a mountain crest for a small gushing spring, both in desire to drink. And by sheer power the lion conquers the great panting boar. That was the way the son of Priam, Hector, closed with Patroclus, son of Menoetius, killer of many, and took his life away. Then, glorying above him, he addressed him. Easy to guess, Patroclus, how you swore to ravage Troy, to take the sweet daylight of liberty from our women, and to drag them off in ships to your own land, you fool!